From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Jamie Dimon has kept his post at the helm of J.P. Morgan Chase, but there was some tension at the bank's shareholder meeting after its revelation it had lost $2 billion in 6 weeks on questionable trading activities. Today, a previously scheduled House hearing examines how to better regulate banks to prevent the type of financial meltdown caused in part by extremely risky trading gone bad in 2007 and 2008. J.P. Morgan's troubles are energizing proponents of better oversight and more regulation. Most Republicans oppose any added regulations. The genocide trial of Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic is underway in The Hague, and Mladic taunted survivors and their relatives on the first day, running his hand across his throat as they sat in the courtroom. Prosecuting counsel Dermot Groom says the court would hear from a survivor an account of a massacre following a bus ride to a mass grave site.
A survivor will describe that day how he threw himself to the ground and pretended to be dead. As he lay there, he heard the sound of earth-moving equipment.
Groom says Ratko Mladic and other Bosnian Serbs divided the former Yugoslavia along ethnic lines and then tried to eliminate all non-Serbs. Mladic faces a possible life prison term for allegedly leading the killings of 8,000 unarmed men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995. The House of Representatives is due to begin debate today on its version of next year's defense budget, but as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the White House is threatening a veto.
The Obama administration is critical of the military spending plan because it adds billions to what was agreed to last summer as part of a deficit-cutting deal. The White House also warns it would interfere with the Pentagon's new defense strategy and says it would put limits on the president's ability to act on national security issues, such as the implementation of a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia. It's the second time in less than a week that the administration has objected to the bill. The measure is expected to pass the Republican-led House later this week, but many of its provisions are likely to run into trouble in the democratically controlled Senate. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Today could be the final day of testimony at the John Edwards political corruption trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi has this preview.
It's possible that John Edwards, his daughter Kate, or the mistress he once tried to hide, Riel Hunter, could testify today. Then again, according to law experts, there's also a chance that the defense rests its case without putting any of those three on the stand. Edwards' lawyers have used just 2 days to call witnesses and present evidence. The prosecution called 24 witnesses during 14 days of testimony. Edwards is charged with 6 counts of campaign finance violations and faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Broad-based stock sell-offs today in Europe and Asia. Investors worried about the situation in Greece. This is NPR. A new international air terminal opens today in Atlanta. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports it's intended to help attract more international business to Georgia.
Huge windows in the new terminal provide fantastic views. Blue lights accent the ceiling. A Swarovski crystal chandelier hangs near the security checkpoint, and there's an interactive piece that uses colored lights and sound to relax and distract passengers. Some 90 million people used Hartsfield-Jackson International last year. That number is expected to increase by about 30% in the next 3 years. Atlanta officials say the new terminal will help capture the growing international market and get companies to take a serious look at relocating here. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
A new report finds female immigrant farm workers in the United States are often subjected to forms of sexual abuse from supervisors and others in positions of power that their male counterparts aren't. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports the abuse may be going unpunished.
There are some 630,000 female farm workers in the nation. According to the organization Human Rights Watch, a significant number report being sexually harassed or assaulted on the job, or say they have witnessed a colleague being victimized. Grace Meng wrote the report.
Rape, sexual assault, groping, stalking, pressure to engage in sexual relations.
Researchers found that victims are afraid to complain to authorities because so many of the women are undocumented and fear deportation. A spokesman for the California Farm Bureau says sexual harassment is a universal problem that is not confined to the agriculture industry. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.